Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Hey, Steve, good morning. Taz of the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple.
Steve, what's up?
Hey, my pleasure, guys. Good to be with you.
All right. Pleasure's ours, Steve. Let's look ahead here. We'll get to the Game 5 down in Houston between the Rays and Astros. Tonight, let's start out in Los Angeles. How much pressure here is on the Dodgers with Strasburg on the mound, Walker Buehler on the mound for Los Angeles as you see a Game 5 out in Chavez Ravine?
Oh, I think a ton of pressure on the Dodgers. I mean, trying to get back for the third time to the World Series. And I think the expectations this year was this was the year, right? This was going to be the year they'd win the World Series, but you have to get there first. Listen, there's no shame to be 2-2 in a series with the Washington Nationals with the starting pitchers they can throw out there. But they came in with big expectations and, you know, somewhat the expectation it's World Series or bust in L.A. And so no doubt, I think more pressure on them. And for the Nats, in franchise history, they've never won a playoff series. And so this is kind of important for them, too. Great pitching matchup, though. Buehler, absolutely fantastic in Game 1. And Strasburg nails in Game 2 for the Nationals. So this is going to be some kind of matchup tonight.
Hey, Steve, do you think the Strohs, I mean, made a mistake with Verlander on 3 days' rest? I mean, there's a lot of scuttlebutt about it. I mean, it's kind of hard not to think that. But what's your view on it?
No, I don't. I think it was the right thing to do. Their other options were Wade Miley, who they ended up bringing in Game 3 in pitching, who was horrible, you know, over his last five or six starts, and Jose Urquidy, who did throw yesterday and threw some 48 pitches to get through an inning and two-thirds. And so, no, I think it was the right thing to do because, you know, what do you do if you don't pitch Verlander? You go back and quite honestly, you've got a fully rested Gerrit Cole to back it up and to go in Game 5. And so, you know, I look at it and think I might have preferred even Cole to pitch in Game 5 over Verlander. So what are you saving Verlander for?
Right,
so I think it was the right move to try to do it. He just didn't have his command. Everything found the middle of the plate.
Yeah.
And credit the Tampa Bay Rays. And look, it felt like it was much more lopsided than the 4-1 score. And if not for the Willie Adames being able to, in Kiermaier relay throw, that gunned down Altuve at the plate, it might have taken a different turn in the game. So, no, I think it was the right move. It just didn't work. The numbers for pitchers coming back on short rest aren't very good. We saw Dallas Keuchel not throw all that great for the Atlanta Braves. We saw it again with Verlander. But it was still a better option than anything else they had available to them.
You think, Steve, you think Cole delivers for the Strohs tomorrow in Game 5?
I do. I just think his stuff is so overpowering. And so, you know, it may come down to a battle of the bullpens. The end of the game bullpens. And I have a little bit of doubt in Roberto Osuna in the ninth inning. And we know that, Ryan Presley's not been as good as after coming back from injury for the Astros. But if they have enough margin for error, I think they can hold on and win that game. But they're going to have to score, and they're going to have to get on glass now. They got a two-run shot the last time against them to get the lead, although he threw well. I think it's going to be a really, really good game. But I think that Cole outpitches Glass now and puts the Astros in a position late with a lead to see if they can't hold on and win.
Yeah, it's interesting, though, because we start off the conversation talking about pressure on the Dodgers. I mean, you got all the pressure on the world on the Strohs tomorrow night at home as well, which is going to be interesting to see how that team does react. Because the expectations, at the very least, they got to get to the Yankees and the ALCS. But the goal was, obviously, with Cole and Verlander, to win the full Classic this year.
Yeah, I think if the Dodgers fall, the Nationals are a great story and would be a great matchup against either the Cardinals or the Braves. So, you still have some compelling story there. I'm dying for the Astros-Yankees series, right? I mean, that just feels like two heavyweights standing in the middle of the ring just pounding on each other. Mm. If they get eliminated, it will feel a lot different in the American League to me. The Yankees should be able to beat the Tampa Bay Rays. I mean, listen, the Rays are good. We underestimate them. They don't do it with star power. They do it with depth and length and a lot of really good players instead of, great individual stars. But I'm dying for an Astros-Yankees series, so I'll be disappointed if the Astros don't win.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Our special guest right now is Steve Phillips, Sirius XM, MLB analyst and host, former MLB GM. Steve, so on that topic there, like Moose and I were talking at the tippy top of our program here this morning, and we were talking about that, like as far as what Major League Baseball would want. I mean, you know, I would think that from, you know, market specifics and TV, you know, numbers and ratings and just awareness on the game and the big postseason here with the ALCS and the NLCS on the cusp of it, you know, maybe you probably would you agree that they probably don't want Yankees, Tampa Bay, and they probably don't want St. Louis and D.C. They want the big markets of Atlanta and L.A. Agreed?
No, yeah, no question about that. I mean, certainly their you know, broadcast partners are going to want that too. I mean, listen, we're going to find the compelling storylines because we love the game, and you know, we'll find there's still going to be a lot to talk about in all of this. But absolutely, I think that you know, they'd love to see a Yankees-Dodgers World Series from a ratings perspective. I think the networks would like to see that. The Astros are a compelling team. Even, you know, I think that they have some reach and breadth nationally just because of the star power. I think we're starting to recognize the names. We're getting to sort of connect to the personalities between Cole and Verlander. I think there's, you know, name recognition with Altuve and Springer and Bregman. And so I think but market size, you know, you're just looking at a completely different rating if you have New York and L.A. in a World Series championship.
You know, Steve, to the other Game 5 that we haven't hit upon yet, and how about Braves and Cardinals down in Atlanta? It's been a great series. It really has. Back and forth, each and every of the games kind of twist and turns. Star pitchers performing and the offense coming around, clutch hitting. How do you think Game 5 plays out today?
Yeah, I mean, a rematch of Game 2, which, you know, everybody thought, boy, the Braves lost Game 1. They've got Flaherty going for the Cardinals in Game 2, and the Braves are in trouble. But Mike Foltynewicz matched Flaherty pitch for pitch in that game. He was awesome in that game, and he has really, really good stuff. And so it wasn't a surprise to a lot of us. So I think it's going to be another great game. It turns into a battle of bullpens. Both bullpens have had their issues. You know, how confident are you in Carlos Martinez at the end of the game now, particularly if Ronald Acuna is at the plate? And how confident are you right now in Mark Melancon at the end of the game? And so I think it's got a chance to be a close game determined by the bullpens. And that's my home field advantage, I think, is in the Braves' favor in this one. And so, you know, I have the Braves winning and advancing, but I think it's going to come down to a, you know, ninth inning, 10th inning, 11th inning sort of result with two evenly matched teams.
Agreed. I mean, it's going to be a fun one this afternoon. Final one before we let you go, Steve, because you've been in that room and you're familiar with the franchise. What do you think the Mets are going to do here in terms of their managerial search? Mm. A lot of burn here around Carlos Beltran. We know Joe Girardi's interested. Buck is interested. Where do you think the Mets go here?
You know, I think one of the things that's really going to be important is somebody that can handle the media. And that doesn't mean they have to, you know, have experience in the large market, but they maybe have been in the media. But I think so they need to have somebody, I think, that really understands how to answer the questions. Because when you don't, we see all of the other work that has to go into cleaning up the mess. And so you want to avoid the mess. And so I think that having some experience, large market experience, is good. You know, and I think I personally think that if you're in a win now position, going with a rookie manager just doesn't seem to make as much sense to me. That you need somebody who sort of understands the X's and O's, understands, you know, where to take the game analytically. Although the Mets aren't the most advanced analytics team, I think it's certainly part of it. And so I personally think, I would hire Joe Girardi in a second.
Yeah.
Handles
I'm
New
with
York.
You. I'm with you. I hope so.
You know, you can handle New York. You've got some element of competition with the Yankees as part of it, which is a nice storyline. You've got a guy that's a win now manager. He's blended young players and veterans. And I think that there's some part of him that wouldn't mind a second crack at it in New York too. So, you know, I think that to me, he'd be the go-to guy.
Steve Phillips, former executive with the Mets, SiriusXM MLB analyst and radio, does a great job. Hey, Steve, we appreciate the time this morning. Thanks for getting up early. Enjoy all the action over the course of the next couple days, all right?
Steve, thanks,
terrific,
man.
Terrific, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.